Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics time. Our friend, I'm calling you a friend now, Max. Is that okay?
I love it.
Okay. Our friend, Max Sadler, who is a guitar player, professional guitar player extraordinaire, who plays for Katie Offerman. Been on the road with her for how long now? 18 months?
Yeah, a little over a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And from Spokane, graduated from LC.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually did. You did graduate.
Yeah,
I think that's a fair question.
That seemed like an insult.
You said you went to LC, and so I was just making sure that you had.
Yeah, no, I graduated from college and high school.
Wow.
Wow.
See, take that, Kevin. Take that.
What a show off.
Yeah. I'll bring my diploma next time.
Next time, just to get in.
Yeah.
You just scan it at the door and it opens up for you. Oh, boy, that'll be nice.
And you have, I mean, you've traveled all around. I always find that to be interesting. Is there an area of the country that you loved or. And do you also, being a Spokane boy, do you now appreciate home even more, like how beautiful it is here?
Yeah. I mean, coming home, I mean, for the longest time, one of my parents moved to Nashville so I could be closer to them. But when I come home and there's no noise whatsoever, it's just silent.
Yeah.
And the air is clean and
right.
There's no music at all. It's amazing.
Well, a lot of times people just do that thing where, you know, you grow up and you just, it's a natural instinct to want to move away.
Yeah,
right.
You know, I'm never coming back there, blah, 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 whatever. And then, you know, sometimes there's a couple of years go by and you start to appreciate different things.
Yeah. No, it's a treat coming home. I really love it.
Have you found other parts of the country, though, that you'd be like, well, this would be a nice second or third?
Yeah. I would love to live in Montana.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Same reason, because of the space and the silence
it's just
and the quiet.
And, yeah. We played a gig with BMI in Key Largo.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I would want to live there, but
sure.
Our green room was a yacht that day.
No,
it was amazing.
It's not bad.
And, you know, we're sitting in this yacht, and on the coffee table, there's these books, like the 10 best super yachts in the world, and I'm flipping to page 6, and, you know, the yacht we're on is, like, in this book.
No way.
It was so
really?
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
What a flex to have the book that your yacht is in.
Yeah. Well, that was great, because the next day we went to Madison, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
and it was negative 14.
Oh,
so
man.
We were sitting on a beach one day and then freezing
brutal.
The next.
Yeah, that is the thing about you, like you, especially as a new artist. It's just like, whatever happens, you
run
just got to roll with it.
Yeah.
What about, we get this question a lot, that like someone's going to vacation in Nashville, you know, where do I go? And I mean, mm-hmm. we're always kind of torn. Do you just do the stereotypical, you know, tourist places, and then add a couple in? I mean, you probably get the question quite
a bit. Yeah, I mean, you have to do the tourist stuff the first time you go.
Sure.
Like, whenever my friends come, if it's their first time coming, I'll take them to Broadway.
Yeah.
You know, we'll go to all the big country stars bars. And
well, yeah, and it's so different. I mean, I haven't been to Broadway now since all the big bars have
mm-hmm.
been built by the artists, like mm-hmm. you said. It used to be so many small. That was the first thing I was shocked about in Nashville. It was like, oh, wow.
Well, Bluebird was big.
These bars are small.
I mean, now Bluebird, you know, and that when you got the Aldine and you got the, you know, the Morgan Wallen bar and all and Luke's and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad to see sort of because.
I bet.
A lot of the honky-tonks, they don't play like classic country music anymore.
Right, right.
And,
oh, yeah, I'm sure.
There is one, though, if you go. We usually start at the bottom of Broadway by the river, and we make our way up.
Okay.
And
toward the arena then, right? Toward Bridgestone?
Yeah, towards Bridgestone. Uh-huh. So we'll make our way up, and Robert's Western World is I think it's one of the oldest honky-tonks on Broadway. I think it is the oldest.
Oh, wow.
And you go in, and it's the band has been playing there forever. And
right.
They're incredible, incredible players.
Yeah.
And it's music you can two-step to.
Oh, you know, cool.
That's
it's
fun.
Still classic, like Rocky Top and all of the country classics. And you can get a bologna sandwich, a bag of chips, a PBR, and a moon pie for $6. So you go in there.
That is beautiful.
What a great meal.
And, you know, it used to be $5, but they raised their prices.
Oh, how dare they.
So you go in there, you pay $6, and you get like... I mean, it's not the best sandwich ever, but
well,
it's the best sandwich you've ever tasted in that moment.
You better believe it.
Yeah, and then you two-step for, you know, an hour, and then you go home.
That's
the best.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
I don't think I've been in that
See,
one.
Now, that's a great tip.
Yeah,
that's a true Nashville tip.
And what is it
right
again,
there?
Robert's Western World.
Western World.
Yeah,
okay.
Everyone always skips it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like, you know, as a Belmont guy, do you like Winners and Losers? Is that, you like that bar
Winners
too?
Is gone.
What?
Yeah, Winners is a hole in the ground now. Losers is the only option you have.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Losers is fun. I just saw Zach Topp and Randy Houser.
Okay.
They did like a backyard concert for CMA Fest.
Oh, so do you have an did you get to meet Zach Topp? Because, you know, he's a Washington boy.
He's a Washington boy. Yeah. No, I didn't.
Did you meet his mustache?
No, from afar.
Yeah. Everybody does.
It's a little bit closer for that one, though.
Yeah. No, I'm sure I'll bump into him at some point.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, so the question I had for you that was going to be personal.
Mm.
Are we out of time?
Well, I save it for the next break, one. Yeah, I was going to say, now we used up that one, yeah. But now you're really braced for a personal one.
Yeah, right? I'm ready.
Do you want, you said you want me to play a Katie Offerman song, and I will. Which one did you want to hear?
Let's do Sound of Missing You.
Sound of Missing You, all right, easy enough. Let's do it. Katie Offerman, is this her new song?
Yeah.
All right. Are you on this song?
When we play it live.
Attaboy.
That's right.
Quarters rolling down an old jukebox. Glasses clanking from some whiskey shots. Boots scooting on the hardwood floor. Strangers talking over old King George. Yeah, that's the sound.
Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
A real hunk of man candy. Producer Steve.
Kevin James.
You think you.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Hot.
When you're not, you're not.
Topics.
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics round two with our friend Max Sadler, who's from Spokane here, is the guitar player for Katie Offerman. Will you tell her that we really like that song?
I will.
Yeah,
I'll,
would you?
I'll text her right now.
Oh, yeah, please do. Yeah, that's great. She sounds great, by the way. How are you on a plane? Are you a plane sleeper?
Oh, yeah.
Are you the neck pillow?
No, I just get on there and...
Just lean
I'm
over.
I put some earplugs in.
Okay, I was going to say, are you open to conversation or not really?
I'm not going to start a conversation.
Okay. But you're not the guy giving off the vibe that, like, don't you dare talk to me. You're not that guy?
No, yeah. No, I feel like I'm never trying to be that guy. So probably sometimes I am. But.
Well, I mean, you're entitled to be tired.
You said that you bring your guitar on and put it in the overhead a lot of times.
Yep.
I feel like if you walk in with a guitar and put it in the overhead, that's just like... Oh, hey, I'm going to ask you questions.
There's like a five-row radius that is all about us.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
No, but Katie and I, we're heavy sleepers. We get on the plane and we're out.
That's
like,
awesome.
Mouth open, drooling.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, do you have an agreement you don't take pictures of each other during that moment?
Oh, no, I take pictures.
That a boy. There you go.
100% evident every time you and Katie get on a plane together, which one's the star?
Yeah. Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
Katie's a beautiful girl. She's very beautiful, and she's
but
obviously
does she
talented.
Travel like a star? I mean, does she like look like it, or is she just dressed very like?
You know, it just depends on if we're landing and getting to the gig and playing.
Sure.
You know, if we stop at the hotel, then we'll get we'll get ready.
Get ready, but,
No, most of the time it's sweatpants, sweatshirt.
Yeah, there you
sure.
Go. Gotta be comfortable.
So you don't travel like it. Yeah, that makes it a little different.
Yeah.
That was my question for you. You got six guys on a bus with a van with a girl. Was anybody ever interested in her, or has she been married that whole time?
No, she's been married for two years or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that shut that down right away. There was no road romance.
Yeah, I mean, we're all professionals.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, either.
And I think
job.
Everybody in the band is either married or in a relationship.
Are you?
No.
Hmm. Well, so not everybody is what you're saying, Max.
Well, I mean, only the important people aren't.
No, because I always feel like that is, you know, you hear the stories sometimes, or the stories of. Someone brought
the Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah,
right, someone brought their girlfriend out on the road too, and then it was like everybody else in the bus is like, "Oh my God, can we throw her off the bus?"
Yeah. Oh, I have some friends that are in some other bands that are they have that exact same story.
Yeah.
Everybody in our crew is just chill.
That's awesome. We got a great crew. Yeah.
We're no problems. There's maybe one problem causer, and it's me.
Okay.
You seem like a real problem.
Yeah, you do.
I could sense it.
Is two other questions.
Mm-hmm.
Katie's husband, does he travel with you guys sometimes?
Yeah, for the big shows. But he's busy too. He's got a job as a booker for the Neil Agency. So
okay. So he's a pretty busy guy himself. Mm-hmm. Other question: Your parents were attorneys or lawyers? Whatever. They go by either, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I would say probably.
What is that? What was
well,
that?
I don't
question?
Know. Because I said attorney,
the,
and then
the
I'm like,
PC
ooh,
for attorneys is.
Yeah. What is it? Clark Kent and Superman?
Yeah.
Right.
Attorney, lawyer. I'm like, it's the same thing.
Uh huh.
Do you have in your nature to be argumentative?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. About everything.
I can see that because it's like you've kind of grown up around it, whether you mean to or not. It's just probably like, no, I'm gonna argue.
Yeah,
my
but
point.
I think where I run into problems is I don't argue logically.
Okay. Oh, you're more of an emotional.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's fun to just sit across from someone and argue the other side,
just
whether
for
you
fun.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just to see people get riled up.
Yeah, yeah. That's a guy who has had a lot of time on his hands and wants to pass the time. You will just pick the argument just to pass the time.
Yeah, just for conversation.
That's I can see how that's fun. Especially if you don't really believe it. Then you don't really care.
Yeah, then you don't have a dog in the fight.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Is there a chance that we could get Max and Steve in an argument about something? Because
Steve won't argue, though. Well,
yeah,
that's
Jay argues everything.
But not on the air that much, you know?
Yeah, not on the air, but off the air, if there's something, like, and he'll, the dumbest technicality.
Yes, that's what he argues about. Like, just like, it's worded differently than you're saying, or whatever the case might be.
Yeah, I'm a stickler for grammar.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
So is Kevin.
Yeah.
it's argumentative, by the way.
Yes, thank you, Steve. I did notice that. Yeah.
What did I say?
I just left a couple letters
argumentative
out. Argumentative? Yeah. It's fine. We all got it. Most of us let it go, except for Captain, Stickler over there.
Yeah, sorry. Captain Stickler?
Steve.
Oh, my gosh. I wondered, we've asked you a million questions.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of listened to us when you were young. I mean, you're still young. You're 23, but did you have any questions for us?
First of all, he did tell us a funny story off the air earlier, how him and his buddies used to call into the show during...
What's in Kevin's pocket? Yeah,
we'd sit in our car. Before.
And
was that before school?
That was before school. Yeah, we had like 15 minutes of free time.
Sure.
Yeah, your boy Spencer had a bad guess, and we apparently ripped on him on the air.
What a bunch of jerks! Why didn't we just let it go?
No, he deserved it.
Did he?
Yeah, he needed to be knocked down a few.
I've always said that about Spence, man. Yeah, I'm like that guy.
Yep,
gotta knock him back a notch.
No, I want to know. I want to know what. What went through your head when you had that guy suck on your toes? That
Well, in the actual moment, it was a little bit of guilty pleasure. But if I am going to be honest, yeah, it was. That was a weird one.
You think? Yeah,
And what's funny about it now is that Rick and I have become buddies. Because after a guy sucks your toes, you either don't see him ever again or you become friends.
Yeah, yep.
And it was a mutual love for Eric Church, so it kind of worked out. Like Rick did that to win backstage for Eric Church.
Yeah, I mean... I like Eric Church, but I don't know if I would do it.
Man has his limits.
Not toe sucking lichen.
Yeah, right. There's lichen and there's that.
Yeah.
There's next level.
Well, yeah. And we had it wouldn't have been that bad, but we made him do it for 1 minute.
Oh, my gosh.
And he just.
Max, that is so long.
He went back.
I couldn't watch it.
He went back and forth on my toes like a harmonica.
I could not. I literally couldn't watch it.
Oh. So he dug into it.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't just...
No, he went all in. He owned it. Yeah. Oh, I watched for like 1 second, and then I was like, no, man. And then I just watched my watch, and I kept thinking, somebody tell me if it's still going on, because I got the timer, and it's...
So when you got into radio, did you think that was going to be a moment?
probably not. I hadn't really anticipated that, but I'm looking
that
back.
That wasn't one of the classes
at
SCC? You were like, well, and then this is the toe-sucking class. Oh, okay, right. Well, I'm out.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know the old saying that Jay always says from
Statue of Limitations?
No, 5, you're fine. 10, you're mine. Is that it?
Kevin James.
I see.
6, you're mine.
You're
7,
close.
You're mine. 8.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Steve, how you doing in there today? I just feel like I wanted to check on you, make sure you're all right.
Oh, I'm great.
Okay. All
right. I just had Steve
editing.
Is there
a reason I shouldn't be?
A clip of the day.
Yeah.
And it was one that I was like, Steve, I don't remember if there's cursing in this clip.
No.
Will you please double check it? Because there's a lot of yelling, and I didn't want to play it in here while we were trying to chat it up with Max. And
right.
So I was like, can you please just check? So I think that's why Steve is stressed right now.
Did you check, Steve?
I was working on it. I think I...
Oh, boy. We were just talking about the edit button here, little dump button, and now we might find out.
I think I got everything that is at least potentially...
Yeah, it doesn't... I don't even know that there was any swearing. There's just a lot of yelling, so it sounds like swearing.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Max, were you ever a video game guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Still are.
Yeah, I spend hours in the back of a van for my living. That's,
right.
Of course I play video games.
Yeah. Okay. How do you play? What do you play on?
Got a little Switch.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Were you a video game guy when you were at home, and did your parents ever yell at you about it?
I mean, they yelled at me for other stuff.
Yeah.
But not video games.
Not the video games. Okay. Because I used to give my youngest son a hard time about the video games. I'd be like, dude. Go do something else. Like, really, get off the video games.
Way to go, old man.
Yeah. Yeah, just classic old man
stuff. Yeah, yeah.
And I realize now...
This Mario Kart's going to come in handy, Dad.
Yeah, I'm the one missing out. Well, this is a video from a young man who appears to maybe be too old to be living at home still. Do you think that's fair, Steve?
It appears that way.
He's right on the edge, maybe.
All right. Well.
And he loves video games a lot, and he thinks he's very, very good at it, but his dad is tired of it.
Kevin's clip of the day.
So dad decides he's going to pile all of his video games on the lawn and get on the riding lawnmower. And this is
I saw this.
What I want to do, I want a game. Well, you want a game, but you got to get a job while you do it, too.
You're insane. Why are you doing it? What are you going to mow
You're
over?
Insane.
Yeah, I'm going to mow them over. That way you get out of your room for a little while. Maybe you'll get a job. You've been out of school 3 months now.
Amy, it's going to be my job. Oh, I do it. I'm really good at it.
Say,
yeah, well, you
gotta
make money while you're
you're not destroying my game.
Oh, pick up
while you can.
Say goodbye
to your games.
Yes. Pick up while you can. Please,
this cost me like hundreds of dollars.
I mean, it is a huge pile.
It was crazy.
What is this achieve? What is this achieve? What is that achieve? What is it gonna do? Mowing my games over. Maybe you'll quit playing for a while, get a job, pay some of your bills. I'm never gonna quit playing.
I love the I'm never going to quit playing no matter what. Who's the guy filming who's laughing, by the
way? It's got to be a brother.
The athlete brother.
The brother who's working 6 days a week. Yeah, I go.
That is the kid after his games. And they just shot everywhere.
Man. Yeah.
I mean, it was just a complete destruction.
That's terrible.
I mean, I'm not sure it was the right way for either one of them to handle things.
You think?
Very ballistic.
Yeah, yeah. Something finally pushed somebody over the edge.
Do you have any battles, Max, with anybody on the bus where you're like, you're both really good at the game, so you guys play against each other? Or
what are you
any
playing? I mean, Skyrim.
Skyrim?
Skyrim.
One of the nerdiest games you could play.
Yeah.
That's, is that a...
Here we go. This will be interesting. We try to
first player. Is that a point of view? What
is, I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I just run around and swing a sword at things.
I always hear all these different descriptions of what kind of games it's supposed to be, and I don't know what it means.
No, I'm not into it that much. But
I love what he said. Is that a POV or a what is that thing?
Was that your Jim Diamond impression? Where were you
going? No, I don't know. I don't know why I was doing because it actually should have been the nerdy voice.
Yeah,
right?
It should have been. Yeah, right.
Do you know producer Steve is 33 years old and has never really played video games?
I would not have guessed.
Right.
I would not
have guessed. Yeah, he seems like the kind of guy probably would have had to. I mean, he's in the right age, too, you know?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah. You should get into it, Steve. Never too late.
Yeah, it's never too late.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steve, would you suggest a Switch? What would you suggest?
I don't really know. I mean, you could probably get a lot of cool games on your computer.
That's true. Well, start there.
Yeah,
you don't have
true.
To go nuts with the whole gaming thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, start it on your computer, Steve.
Oh, what? Okay.
Do you think... So
keep your brain active, buddy.
Max, producer Steve is single. Do you think if he starts playing a bunch of video games now, that'll help him find a lady?
Yeah, I think historically that brings in a lot of women. So...
Wow, not only is he a guitarist, he's
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I met someone the other day that said, I got to admit, when Steve first came on, I was a little unsure, but boy, I've really fallen for him.
Kevin James.
Was it my dad?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
All right, final thoughts time. Steve, you want to kick us off?
Oh, do I ever.
All right.
I have, more questions, really, than anything.
Really?
Well, I'm just kind of curious, actually. So, Max, now, what do you think of, like, the reality singing competition shows, like American Idol, The Voice, things like that?
Good
What's
question.
Your opinion on that?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this.
Oh.
But I think they're a total scam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about
the
production.
Yeah, they're awful. I've had two or three different recruiters come and tell me that they're like, oh, you'd be perfect for American Idol. You'd be amazing. Your voice is... No.
Yeah.
I don't have the story that they're selling. And they would lock me into a contract that
forever.
I don't want to be in.
There is a lot of that.
I'm not
yeah.
willing to sell all that stuff yet.
Yeah.
So.
The contract thing is a little...
Yeah. It's sort of backwards.
Yeah, because it's like after the fact, what is it, like 2 years?
It's like 10 years.
Is it 10?
They lock you in.
That is insane. Yeah. Yeah,
and the crazy thing about it is it's never, that's not trying to be like negative towards the people who are on the show because they can sing.
Oh, yeah. There's some people on there that attract amazing. Great talent. Yeah.
Yeah. But it is certainly, it's just a different deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you get under the lights and the camera's on you and you kind of have this like, oh, this is awesome. This is one of the coolest.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you still have to be a good business person.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's a TV show.
Yeah.
You know, and I think sometimes we lose track of that. But it's a TV show and they want to sell a story and they want all the stories to be great. And then, you know, they want a background. And
I mean, I just watched the Morgan Wallen.
You can always ask Scotty McCreary about it if you wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got some opinions,
doesn't
he? He'll
tell you about it, yeah.
I just watched the Morgan Wallen voice, the whole process of him on The Voice the other day. I don't know why I got caught watching it on something, and I was like, it was really weird to see him because you're just like, they thought he was talented, kind of, but they weren't, you know. And
not a good enough story,
just,
maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't work out, and then it was like, That's stinking Morgan Wallen, who's become the biggest thing ever.
Sometimes it works out.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
There's the Kelly Clarksons and the Carrie Underwoods of the world that can say it works out.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Can I ask one more question?
Of course. Okay. I mean, it's fine with me.
So if you could open for or work with any artist, who would it be?
Shoot, that's a great question.
Yes.
I mean,
Steve's excited.
The one that comes to mind is Ashley McBride. I would love to love to do some shows with her.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm an Ashley McBride fan. Have you
met her?
Yeah, a couple times. Yeah.
Okay. And like, just like a meeting or like get to hang out?
Yeah, we got to hang out. We were playing a guitar pool. We just got
because
to hang out in the basement.
One of the most hilarious people I've ever been
very
around.
Funny.
Yeah.
She is so
extremely
funny.
Extremely genuine.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I love that part of. Because you can have a great performer, and then off stage, they're just, you know.
Sure, they're not fun to be around.
But she's amazing.
She's something else.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
Yeah, and we are opening some shows for her in August.
Oh, nice.
Okay, there you go.
Very good. Very good. If somebody wants to follow you guys, what's the best way? Like, I mean, do you have a tour on her webpage or what?
Yeah, I mean, I post all about it.
Okay.
My Instagram is Maxwell Sounds Fine.
What a great handle. Sounds Fine.
Oh, wow.
I like that.
But then you could follow Katie, too. I think it's just Katie Offerman. It's
with a C.
Like, yeah, C. Katie with a C. Offerman like Nick Offerman.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is she related?
No, I wish.
Because he's cool.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
So
he gets
funny.
Cool tables or like end tables or something. Woodworking.
That would be great. Oh, man. Max, any final thoughts?
You know, I just feel super grateful that I get to come on here, and it's a full circle moment for me because I grew up with your voices, and now putting a face to it, it's really cool.
Very disappointing, huh?
Yeah.
So faces
sorry to lose
it.
0 out of 10.
Yeah.
Would not recommend.
Is it weird? I mean, you've been in a lot of studios because you know you're an artist.
Yeah.
I mean, but is a radio studio different than like a recording studio? Weirder or same or?
It's about the same. Everything sounds really compressed and
was great though, he walked in here, Jay, and you go, "Hey, can you make sure he has headphones over there?"
Yeah.
As I look to, you know, usually you got to get the headphones,
plug them in,
show him how to do
all
it.
The rest, yeah.
He plugged the headphones in and he's like, "This is the volume." And he starts.
Well, it's just not rocket science. It's a single knob. And
surprise. You'd be surprised how rocket science it is.
Well, he's a little more comfortable. When people are nervous, like, sometimes they just.
Microphone, get it close. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there was no education there.
Congrats no, it wasn't.
That.
Yeah.
He could probably teach us a few things if we had the ability to learn.
Yeah, get me behind a keyboard and we'll get the show going.
There you go. Yeah.
All right.
Steve's so excited right
now. Yeah, let's go.
All right. Well, you know, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah. And again, you can follow Katie Offerman. You can follow Maxwell Sounds Fine.
That's it.
Is that right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just followed you.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
How many followers do you think you have?
I think it's 1,500 or something.
Okay.
Ooh, you are so close.
Oh, really? So you looked, and how close is he?
He's only 18 off.
Wow, that's impressive.
1,518.
Well, let's get you over 1,500 today.
I didn't want to seem too vain. I could tell you it's 1,518. But
I feel like I look every day.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All righty, that's a show. Got to go. On the way out, though.
Sure do.
What the hell was that? You all right?
It's confirming.
Oh, okay.
We got to go.
Yeah. On the way out, we're going to give you a pair of passes to the Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park Triple Play. All right, so if you'd like to go, 509-441-0999. We'll set you up with a pair of tickets to Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park at Triple Play.
I'm ending the show how I started it.
Which is what?
With chocolate in my mouth.
Oh, man. I wondered what was going on over there. I didn't even want to look.
Wasn't ready.
Yeah. What? That's the first time that's ever happened.
No, Max was here and he was leaving and we said goodbye and I kind of forgot that we still had to do the end of the show.
Max Sadler, the guitar player for country newcomer Katie Offerman. You can follow them online and
great Spokane. It's one of those fun ones where it's like he grew up listening to us.
Yeah.
And you just go, it's cool.
He's a nice human. And a funny
guy.
Very
nice.
And a funny guy too, yeah. And hello to his family, if they're still listening, which is doubtful at this point because we've probably said something dumb.
It's been a while.
Yeah. All right. Have a great day, everybody. We will see you tomorrow. Stay cool if possible.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.